Hi, this is Alex Roman, Managing Editor for Metro Magazine, and welcome to Metrospectives, a podcast about public transportation, the private motor coach industry, and all things mobility. Today, my guest is Chris Pangilinan, Head of Global Policy for Public Transportation at Uber. Chris, who spent several years in the public transit industry, joins me to discuss Uber's first foray into software as a service, the company's ongoing efforts to form partnerships with transit agencies, and the changing face of mobility. Now, here's my talk with Chris. Well, Chris, thanks for joining me today. We wanted to talk a little bit about Uber's new partnership with Marin County and the first time that the company is diving into a SaaS model, software as a service. Can you talk a little bit about that model and how this program is going to work?
Yeah, so it's the way that this is going to work is it's a little different than prior, where this Marin County public transportation partnership is going to be built on Uber's technology and a software as a service platform, where you're going to have two things going on here. For the consumer, it's going to be for the rider, it's going to be a great experience. So on the Uber app, they'll be able to see a Marin Connect, which will be able to ride basically an on-demand public transportation vehicle that's from Marin Transit that can take them anywhere in the service area. But also they can connections on Uber's TNC's vehicles as well. And so basically be able to use both types of services to get around Marin County and faster and more conveniently and be able to essentially improve access throughout the entire county on this kind of service. And it's really fascinating because a lot of times the model is usually based on the TNCs for like first last mile or on-demand transit, which is fantastic and works really well in places like Dallas or other cities. But with Marin, this is another step forward where it's next level of service where we're also going to be working with the county's vehicles as well on an on-demand public transportation system.
Right. And so Uber is operating the vehicles as well?
Marin County, but we'll be having the TNC's options as well.
Okay. And then I saw you guys have a press release coming out, and I saw the first mile, last mile vouchers program is also in place. Is that basically kind of what would be, maybe be termed like kind of a reverse commute where someone's coming from the office and then using the service and jumping on transit from there? Is that how that aspect works?
Yeah, it could be either way, whether it's to the office, from the office, or to a social engagement, whatever it might be. But we'll be either connecting to a home or to the destination either way.
Okay. And can you get a little bit into the nuts and bolts as far as how the partnership was developed with Marin County and, as far as, how you guys came to terms with everything? How much data they get to share or you will share with them from this program?
Yeah, so this came through an RFP kind of process, and we worked with the county to make sure that their needs were met. They were looking to to find basically a partner like us to work with them to provide some kind of on-demand public transportation service, but they were also looking for this component of software as a service, as it's called, where basically it's not just sort of like the TNC model where they're relying on a ride hailing company like Uber to connect their riders to drivers, but rather they actually want to use their own vehicles as well and provide their own on-demand service for one of the software to drive it, to be behind it. And so this is where our software is coming in to connect Marin Connect riders to the vehicles and be able to route them and dispatch them to riders. And that's the unique thing about it is that normally, again, it's usually in these TNC kind of partnerships, not that way, not using transit agency vehicles operated on a private company software. And so this is, I think, kind of a new way to get into that space. And so one of the main things, of course, that have been discussed in these partnerships, I think you and I talked about this before, is data sharing. And it's great that we're able to share with Marin County the level of data that we're sharing with all of our transit partners in terms of where their vehicles are going, how many trips are happening, time of day, and that kind of high-level data. So that way they can be able to plan and operate their systems better.
Right. And does the transit agency, do they have their own kind of mobile app to trip plan, or is everything solely going through the Uber app?
This will be going through the Uber app.
Okay. And, you know, we talked about, I mean, you spoke at BusCon last year, and you talked a lot about mobility and partnerships and the things that Uber can kind of do to fill the void for transit agencies. You know, how does this partnership kind of build on that work that you guys have been doing?
Yeah, so this is another way that we're able to help, a county here expand their transportation services. And I think what's fascinating is we've seen a range of different types of cities and geographies work with Uber to expand public transportation. Places like Dallas and Denver and Pinellas County in Florida. So what Marin County does is it expands it even to a different type of work with this on-demand public transportation service on Uber's technology. And it's going to really show that how public transportation can, public transportation agencies can use their own vehicles and use their own services to provide service to their riders, but be able to be powered by Uber technology and the software underlying it. And I think what this is going to be able to do is give agencies a little bit more involvement in this type of service than traditionally have been, you know, fixed route service or their own version of demand response. And if you look on the United States, away from the bigger cities in the more rural or suburban areas, you know, demand response transportation is actually a pretty large part of the service.
Right.
But now we finally can be able to combine that with sort of the Uber on-demand service at the same time, either through the Uber's cars or through the technology to make that work.
Right. And the benefits for the transit agency in using the vehicles is as they have the surety of the drivers and they cover the insurance and all of that sort of thing, right?
Yeah, they're able to also either use their own vehicles and have their own and still be part of the Marin service, Marin branded service, and also be able to connect with their riders through their own vehicles, and of course all the logistics of doing it as well. Plus, also they'll have be able to use vehicle sizes of different types that they want to use, whether it might be a larger van or a smaller vehicle. The agency can deploy that at their need.
Right. And I know we've talked before about kind of the changing model. I mean, you spent a lot of time in transit, and so you know kind of like the ins and outs of how that's worked traditionally in the past. You know, over the last few years, that those models have really changed, and transit agencies are being more adaptive. Can you talk a little bit about that, and you know, maybe some of the reasons why transit has been able to be, I guess, why they are more adaptive and how they've been able to adapt quickly?
Sure. And just to clarify, Alex, you mean adaptive to like different types of service models?
Yes. You know, as opposed to going through, you know, the bus optimization, route optimization program that maybe takes 3 years and countless amounts of meetings, they're able to do it a lot quicker.
Yeah, sure. And I think what's really interesting about this is that the sort of on-demand transportation revolution, if you will, that we've seen over the last 12 years, public transportation is now really getting into it now more, and I think we're in Connect and Marin County is really showing the way here, where public transportation agencies are starting to see themselves more as a mobility manager. And the FTA has talked about this term a lot. Indianapolis, Indigo has talked about this over the years, or over the last year at least as well.
Right.
And this concept is where a public transportation agency is not merely just a bus and train operator anymore, but rather is taking its resources that it has and finding out and asking itself, how best can I allocate these in order to meet the transportation needs of my community? And a lot of the time it's going to be fixed route buses and fixed route trains, and that's wonderful. That's the way it should be. But there are many times, especially in rural and suburban areas, places that are less dense, where it makes a lot more sense to do something like on-demand public transportation or a TNC type of transportation service, where you can potentially lower the cost per trip and serve your riders at a much higher degree, lots less wait time, a lot less travel time, And there might even be times sometimes where the cost per trip might be at or maybe a little bit above a fixed route, but the level of service is way higher. You're not waiting every hour for a bus. You're getting a ride in 5 to 10 minutes. And this is really great for those kind of communities. So I think transit agencies are starting to see the possibilities of how they can blend these two service models together to get something that's optimal for their community.
Right. And is Uber looking at any new models? I mean, this is a new model for you guys. I mean, do you actively look for new models, or you just kind of adapt and talk to the transit agencies and figure out, you know, what they want, and you guys are able to kind of power that through the app and through the technology you guys have?
Yeah, we're doing both, really. On one hand, we're seeing, you know, transit agencies asking for these on-demand public transportation style services, either through RFPs that are going out or with conversations at conferences or in general, also seeing a desire for these TNC style partnerships as well for first class mile and so on. And we're seeing this coming out of the federal government too with the grant programs that today. But also, you know, we're always looking at ways that we can see, you know, we have a lot of technology that works for our own service for, you know, not even related to public transportation, but that drives the Uber platform in general. Mm-hmm. And clearly there's got to be a way that this technology could be also be in service of public transportation. And we're going to start seeing that with Marin County on this on-demand public transportation project. But we're always looking at ways that our technology could be of service for transit agencies.
Right. And it feels odd to go this long and not ask a COVID-19 question. So I guess I'd probably close with this. You know, with everything that's going on and, you know, transit is not going to immediately bounce back to itself. You know, how do you think the idea of mobility will be changed by COVID-19?
Yeah, I think we've seen, at least I think we're still in an interesting part of time here where we've seen a drastic reduction in ridership and in public transportation ridership. And also, of course, in just general travel around our cities in the United States, around the world. But I think we've also seen that the rebound has happened now as cities and states are opening up. We're seeing, I think Apple Maps had shared some data with the media, Wall Street Journal and others, showing that cars and walking, and which is good to see walking up there too,
right,
directions have rebounded to about January levels now. But transit is still, you know, far, far below where it was before COVID. And so I think what we'll need to see is as more studies and, you know, we look at Asia, which is highly dense and highly public transportation usage, and they're not seeing as many vectors of disease transmission on transit, which is great. And well, as we learn more about that, hopefully we'll be able to get some more rebound on transit here. But until then, I think a lot of transit agencies will be trying to figure out the best way they can do social distancing and other ways to provide service that keeps people safe and comfortable on buses and trains. And I think it'll be a balancing act, of course, because, you know, it's transit thrives on density and then a lot of people in the vehicle. But I think that in this new temporary normal, hopefully agencies will find that way to balance it and use all the options at their disposal, including on-demand public transportation and others, to make sure their community can get around and get to essential work and other places.
Right. And it'll be interesting to see how quickly it bounces back. I'm guessing, you know, transit usage will probably be really closely tied to the economy, right?
Yeah, absolutely, it will be.
Great. Well, Chris, I really appreciate your time. Thanks for joining me today.
Sure. Thanks, Alex.
Thanks for listening to Metrospectives, a podcast from Metro Magazine. Be sure to check out all the latest industry news at metromagazine.com or follow us on Twitter @MetroMagTweets.